This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. He's Eric Raines. I'm Barbecue Bob Cole. And you know, one of the greatest blessings in life is, honestly,
to get to come to work every morning and do this.
A lot of gratitude for that, but it ties into exactly what I was thinking. And that is, you get to talk to friends. And sometimes you got to get older before you realize, you know, that's the greatest gift in life is people, you know, valuing people for who they are and what they may think of you or not think of you, and, you know, they're there for you or they're not. And around here, we're real lucky, you know. Get to think of a radio audience as personal friends. And, you know, that implies some trust and bonds of commonality.
Ooh.
And what's this lecture about? I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to be a lecture, but I got to tell you, what a blessing it is to be able to talk to a friend while talking to friends. And that friend is on the line with us now, and I'm charged up about it. I'm juiced. I'm pumped. I'm bordering on giddy.
You're lit.
Got my friend, our friend, Terry Booth. You've maybe heard us talk about T. Booth from time to time. Coming to us live and direct this morning from his office at the West Pole of Texas, which we shall explain. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Bob.
Great thing about Terry Booth, as I often say, he's probably the most committed, deep vaccinated, dipped Texan you're going to find, who knows the history of Texas and goes to a lot of trouble, and I might say expense, in preserving the history of Texas and making it accessible for us and interesting to us. And, you know, he studied philosophy at the University of Texas, where he played football back in the day under Coach Royal. Family, the Booth family from around here, pretty legendary. Your dad was a county commissioner here years ago, too, right? By 70s, I'm guessing?
Yeah, 23 years, from 47 to 70.
Yeah.
And my great-grandfather was county commissioner, when they dedicated the Congress Avenue Bridge in 1910. So his name's on the bridge, along with other commissioners, of course.
Is that right? What you reckon your dad and your grandpa would have thought about the direction of old Travesty County today?
There's a quote by Zane Grey, of all people, the guy that wrote Western novels.
Sure.
And I'm having a real hard time with it. The quote is, a man must make peace with the times, meaning the times you live in. And I'm having a tough time with these times. They're pretty rough. And if you go back to my ancestors, or yours for that matter, they wouldn't believe it. They couldn't even comprehend a lot of the thinking going on today.
Yeah, the thinking that, you know, certainly many of us would observe, and voters actually, you could argue, have said this, needed some course line correction, and maybe we're seeing that. And it's just going to have to go on for a while because it kind of went the other way a little bit. But regarding where you've been, it is important because, Sonny Otta said, the philosopher, by the way, not the general, those that do not remember history are condemned to repeat it. And there's no place that's richer and ripe with good old Texas history than the state of Texas itself. I mean, I see some other states that have pride and literally, chauvinism in who they are and where they've been. One of those states is Alabama, by the way. You know, they're real good at having kinship with you fellow Alabamans, I guess they are. But Texas and our independence and, what we actually fought for to have still lives today if we don't let it die. And I won't put words in your mouth, but, man, that just seems to be your life's mission.
Texas traditions is, I guess, what I say when they say, what are you trying to accomplish? I got a quick little quip that I can read about the West Pole at my little facility out here. Incidentally, it's called Bee Cave Territory. It's a 5-acre tract. And I'm going back to its origins before there were any surveys or anybody but Native Americans and some buffalo roaming this place out here.
Oh, by the way, so folks know what you're talking about. That big multi-side of the road shopping city itself, the Hill Country Galleria. That's pretty much right where you are.
I'm in the dead center of BK, but you can't see it. I'm off the road a little bit, and it suits me just fine. I'm not looking for publicity. But this is my this little quick thing to give you an idea of what I'm trying to do. This is, I guess, the mission statement for Bee Cave Territory. It is a place set aside to acknowledge and symbolize the values and tradition of Texas culture. The ethos of our people is the embodiment of an unparalleled spirit of individualism. We celebrate Texas remnants and holdouts. The remnants are the historic relics that represent Texas' timeless values. The holdouts are those special people who live by the code of tradition and those who continue to create Texas music, our songwriters, the poets of our culture.
So
and that's what I do.
So that's a little bit different than the mission, though admirable, of your neighbors like Lowe's, Office Depot, and Dick's Sporting Goods, right?
There's nothing wrong with capitalism. Some say it might have gone on a little too long now.
yeah, though admirable.
Admirable, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know how many might have called it, probably not near enough, but at least a couple of times, a couple of weeks ago, I said, hey, if you tune in on Sunday to that weekly show, Texas Country Reporter, that the new guy, Salcedo, I believe is his name, has taken over from Bob Phillips, and Texas Monthly has taken it over. They're going to do a feature on the West Pole, but on Terry Booth and this little enclave there and what he's doing for all of us from there. And I don't know how many folks got to see it, and I don't know what folks told you about it, but I got to see it, and I thought it was great. If I have your patience just a second, Terry, I won't play a snippet because they made you, they'll run 4 or 5 stories in a half hour, but they made you the lead story. And this was not last weekend, but the weekend before.
Are all of the legends and myths and stories about all of our Texas heroes absolutely true and valid? And I always say, probably not. But that's not what's important. What's important is that this mythology that was created of our great state of Texas, all that it means, challenges you and I to be all that we can be and more than we are, to live up to these types of standards of the people that came before us. That's what mythology is all about.
Texas is a place of myth-making and of claim-staking. We love to tell the tall tales of the folks who came out west and formed the fledgling Republic of Texas, and we're not a people to let the facts get in the way of a really good story.
We're on the 98th meridian. We must be on the West Pole. If there's a North Pole and a South Pole, there has to be an East Pole and a West Pole. So here it is.
My friend Terry Booth, a sixth-generation Texan, comes from a long line of tall tale tellers. At his place in Bee Cave, he's claimed the 98th Meridian as the home of the West Pole.
I decided to go to the legislature, and a friendly legislator named Edmund Kemple from Seguin found the satirical interest in it and the bragging rights. He put together a resolution which was passed by acclamation by the Texas State Legislature, and we became the West Pole.
Here, he invites friends every year to celebrate Texas Independence Day. At the West Pole, he's built a historical shrine to Texas curiosities, relics, and memorabilia. As Terry led me around his place, he showed me family heirlooms, antiques, and monuments to different Texas historical events.
Here was his anvil that he worked on. This is a forge. You turn this, it sucks air in and shoots air into the coals. This coal in here and in this bucket are sitting as they were when he died in 1970. I haven't touched them, I haven't moved them.
Really?
Exactly like they were when he left them.
The entire place is somewhere between a visit to a Texas history museum and a foyer into a not yet open to the public Western-style theme park. Terry says, in order to understand the world around us, we've got to make sure to look back at the history that came before us.
Yeah.
Without roots, you're like a cut flower. You wither and die. With your roots, you grow and flourish. That's why I'm interested in history. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I would call myself an enthusiast and a sincerely dedicated student of Texas history and all of Western civilization.
This whole country is awash in history if you know where to look, but there's something about Texas history that just seems bigger to Terry, more meaningful, more significant, warts and all.
Now, how you also might have heard of Terry Booth is he had this idea that, you know, what do we care about old Punxsutawney Phil? We ought to have BK Bob and have an armadillo come out and give us. So just a little more snippet here because they go into this. And I think it probably best explains it before we go back to Mr. Booth for a second.
I took the mythological basis of Texas and was Jim Bowie the kind of guy that I want my daughter to marry? Maybe not. However, he and the mythology built around him and all the other Texas revolutionaries was larger than life, and it challenged you and me to be all that we can and more than we are. So I took that as a challenge that I wanted to share with others by accentuating the importance of Texas heritage and Texas history.
As the pioneers and settlers built up the myth of Texas, Terry carries it on at the West Pole. In addition to celebrating significant Texas holidays, he's also invented some Texas versions of popular holidays of his own, including a little holiday he calls Armadillo Day.
I decided that I would refuse to accept the predictions from a mangy groundhog in Pennsylvania as to what the weather forecast would be in Texas. So I decided what better than the Texas state mammal, who is the armadillo, would be the appropriate prognosticator or forecaster of Texas weather.
Friends, I've never been to Pennsylvania to see that Yankee varmint Punxsutawney Phil make his weather prediction on Groundhog Day, but I've been to a few armadillo days at the West Pole, and if you ever get an invite, you should be sure and go.
Our armadillo not only forecast the coming of spring, but he also forecast our political climate. So if the armadillo comes out and goes back in, that means we're going to have a lot more winter. If he stays out, then he's going to go either right or left of the highway stripe. Well, if he goes to the right, then it's going to be conservative politics. If he goes to the left, it'll be liberal.
Yo, Bob, come on down.
So what Mr. Booth didn't tell you there, well, he actually does. He goes on to part of it. He goes on to say every year he's done this for 10 or so years or more, the armadillo always predicts a conservative liberal climate in the coming year and never wants a liberal forecast.
Is that like heads I win, tails you lose kind of thing?
Kind of. It's the vibe.
So one year.
It's the vibe out there.
Yeah. You know, it was that year, Eric, that you and I left Clear Channel.
Yeah.
And we were putting together our own deal. So I was off, you and I were off air 3 or 4 months. And Terry said, well, you're finally free. Why don't you come out and MC this deal? I said, man, that'd be great. An excuse to get up early in the morning, go talk to people. So I get up here and MC it. And darn if that armadillo doesn't go left.
Right.
So I said, well, I mean, look, we're going to have a liberal political climate. And everybody just went crazy up here on stage. And people look at me like, Cole, you're an idiot. And they go, no. What Terry didn't explain to me before he gave me the microphone.
Oh, stage right and stage left. Ah.
Yeah, if it goes left, then you pretend.
Stage right.
It depends on who's left or right it is, the audience or if you're behind it.
Yep.
So is rigged as heck is what it was. But that's the humor.
You have not done it since, I suspect.
No. They've luckily been working. But that's, I don't want to say humor. That's the style that I hope you picked up on of what T. Booth does in that humility. I mean, I couldn't help but note, you know, are all these great stories about our wonderful founders and heroes, are they all true? Well, probably not at all. Probably not. But what's the rest of that, Terry?
The important thing is that they create a mythological basis for us to live up to challenge, to be all that we can be and more than we are. That's the importance of mythology.
Well, that acreage that you have preserved there in the ever-growing bee cave, and that's your family's land, right? You and
it
the
is,
family?
It yeah. is.
And
it is.
So you preserve that. It can't be a shopping center or a high-rise or a condo project, right?
Correct.
He said in the Texas Country Report, if you just joined us, that we played part of, not yet open to the public. Will there be a time? Because, you know, if you go into Lowe's there in that big parking lot, just look down there at the bottom at all that open land and something going on there. It looks like a bunch of log cabins and stuff. That's it. You're at the West Pole. Will that be open to where folks can go one day?
It may be one day. I've got a lot of work to do to get to a point where it would be suitable, you know, for the public to be able to participate. But it'll be a while yet.
Now, you've been working on it for a long time.
Well, it's a lifetime project.
Yeah, lifetime. What was the feedback after this thing aired, you know, around the state a week or two ago?
Well, you know, it's not like I'm a household name. I mean, you know,
it was, yeah.
I'm not necessarily on everybody's phone list or have my email address, you know. So I heard from a few people that know me that thought it was a good show and really exposed the importance of Texas heritage and Texas history. But I haven't. I had one person call me and asked, Joe Abels called me and asked if he could, that I was so brilliant in my performance on video that he wanted to be my agent for future acting opportunities.
Well, you know, that wasn't a set-up question. We didn't discuss that or anything. My vision was, my hope was, that enough people around the state of Texas saw it that were beyond entertained, but, you know, informed. And I just can't think of anybody out there like you. And they're like, we got to find this guy and see if he'll come talk to the Chamber of Commerce in Amarillo.
No, I was suspecting that Billy Bob Thornton would give him a call. He's going to be on Landman in the next episode.
Or Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could be.
I doubt it. And frankly, I'm not really in the market. You know, I'm satisfied sitting around out here and enjoying myself and doing Texas heritage things.
Another reason you might know the name Terry Booth is this is a guy that thought up the idea of the Texas Heritage Songwriters Association, or, you know, to permanently archive the works of what you've always called the real historians of Texas, the songwriters.
Poets of our culture. The songwriters, the poets of our culture.
Poets of our culture, yeah. And obviously that has become, you know, the Hall of Fame induction on that. You know, qualifiably one of the three or four biggest look forward to shows of the year that's put on. Terry, thank you so much for what you do, and just wanted more people to know about it and kind of put a bow on that big big feature from Texas Country Reporter. That new guy actually is doing a pretty good job. I wondered at first, you know, with Texas Monthly taking over and all. But, man, they sure did it right with you.
JB's a first-class guy, and anything he does is going to be done well.
So you've known him?
Oh, I know him well.
Yeah, I noticed he said my good friend, Terry Booth, for many years.
Oh, yeah, I've known him a long time. Fine guy, and he'll do a wonderful job with that show.
Well, that's an important role, you know, for Texas, don't you think?
Sure it is.
Yeah. T. Booth from the West Pole and so many other things. Thank you for your good work.
See you, T. Booth.
God bless you all, and God bless Texas.
Well said, sir. Thank you. All right. Good morning. By the way, you can find that whole episode. That's just a piece of it. Where did I finally? It took him like a week and a half to get that up. Texas TCR, I think it is. They don't even hardly call it Texas Country Reporter anymore. It's, I think, TCR.com, or you could Google it that way. He's Terry Booth, B-O-T-H-E. B-O-O-T-H-E. I got to write it. 829, so much more to come with Eric and Bob. Stay tuned to 95.9, Austin's Texas Country.
CBS Austin, time saver traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.